Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center, located in beautiful Logan Canyon. Straddling the Four Corners region is a massive geologic province known as the Colorado Plateau. Varying from 5 to 10,000 feet in elevation, the region covers an area larger than the state of New Mexico and is composed of thick horizontal layers of sedimentary rock. Terrain here is flat compared with basin and range country to the west and the Rocky Mountains to the east. Yet wind and water have whittled the plateau rock into dramatic cliffs and steps, as well as fanciful domes, towers, turrets, and arches. The plateau is dissected by the Colorado River and its tributaries, exposing a deep and colorful geologic history. A predominance of red bed deposits in the central area of the plateau has prompted the nickname Red Rock Country. So what's behind the spectacular hues for which southern Utah is so famous? The color of rock is primarily influenced by trace minerals. The red, brown, and yellow colors result from the presence of oxidized iron. That is iron that has undergone a chemical reaction upon exposure to air or oxygenated water. The iron oxides released from this process form a coating on the surface of the rock or rock grains containing the iron. Just think of what happens to a nail when you leave it outside. Upon prolonged exposure, the iron in the nail oxidizes and rust is formed as a coating on the surface of the nail. So basically what we have in Red Rock Country is a lot of rusting sandstones and shales. Hematite is an especially common mineral form of iron oxide in Utah, the name coming from the Greek word hema, or red blood. It only takes a tiny bit of hematite to make a lot of red rock. Geologists refer to rock layers of similar composition and origin within a given geographic area as formations. Certain formations in Utah are especially known for their beautiful reds or pinks. The Permian period gave us Oregon rock shale, which caps the buttes and pinnacles of Monument Valley. The deep, ruddy browns of the Maunkopi Formation were formed in the Triassic. In the early Jurassic, eastern Utah was a vast sea of sand with windblown dunes. These dunes became the red bed deposits of the Wingate Formation, which today forms massive vertical cliffs. Entrada sandstone from the late Jurassic forms the spectacular red slick rock around Moab. Well, anyway, now you know what I'm thinking of when I hear Utah referred to as a red state. I'm picturing the extraordinary beauty of the red, salmon, and rust brown rocks that helped to form the massive geologic layer cake in the south and east of our state. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.